Hello, hello everyone. How are we? Welcome. My name is George. Welcome to the FPL Banter Pod. It's been 10 days since our last pod. We had the midweek fixtures and then we had the FA Cup and Champions League the last couple of nights. And now we're finally rolling back to the Premier League for 2 weeks. Yeah, bonkers. A lot of bonkers things have been happening. I feel like I'm always saying bonkers things are happening, but that's the life of FPL and elite football in general. It's just madness. Obviously, last couple of nights, all the English teams, bar Arsenal and Newcastle, and I suppose Liverpool, they all got battered. 3-0 loss for City against, really, a poor Madrid side. If you compare the lineups, City should have at least been getting one or two goals in this game, but they just fluff their lines. Spurs doing Spurs things at the moment, just getting battered by everyone left, right and centre. I think what happened with Kinski was awful. I think it was terrible man management. Kinski should have never been in goal in the first place, but Sam basically said the exact same thing on the Ohana. Shouldn't have been playing. You drop, you know, basically the Golden Glove winner of the group stages. You bench him. It just doesn't make sense. I don't really know why you're trying to rest him or if you've just dropped because there's been a falling out or what. But it wasn't a good look, and I feel for the lad, I really do. You know, he's cost him two goals. Van der Ven slipped for the third goal, the second goal. But yeah, just, you know, pulling him off like that, not saying a word to him when he's come off, just awful. Really, really bad. I just thought Spurs were right second half, and, you know, if it weren't for those slips, they could maybe still be in this tie. Not good for Spurs at all. And then Chelsea doing the same thing a night later. The thing is with Chelsea, 3-2, 15 minutes to go. They were 3-2 down. Really, you know, played very well up to that point, and then they just absolutely capitulated. Which is just not a good night for English clubs. And the way it's going, we could lose that fifth spot, which I was praying that Brentford might get. Because there's still a chance, because going into last midweek, so I spoke to my mate Chris, who we sometimes meet up for, like, you know, the football TV games and stuff, and Brentford and Leeds were both playing at exactly the same time. I was like, well, why don't we go to the place I go in London where I meet my FPL lot, so when I normally go with Steve, Louise and the rest of the gang, where they just show up. If there's a load of Premier League games at the same time, they show them all, and yeah. So obviously I met up with him about 4 o'clock, we're on our way. I'm panicking about my team, and basically my team was set up, but it was more the captaincy, and I was Thiago Semenyo. I didn't know where to go. Anyway, I'm underground, and I finally decided, no, I'm putting it on Semenyo. So I put it on Semenyo, and obviously I'm underground, so the signal ain't great. I press confirm, thinking I've done it. I've closed the app. I've not worried about it. And obviously we're travelling. We've gone to our place. We're playing darts. The deadline's gone. And someone's texting me going, oh, George, you went for Thiago then? I was like, no, I changed it to Semenyo, and I went on my app, double checked it, and there it was. I went Thiago, which I was really frustrated with. And I was before the game, I was very like, okay, do you know what? It's fine. Brentford Bournemouth's normally a goal fest. Thiago will at least get one or two. It will be okay. He'll match Semenyo. And then that game finished 0-0. I got the blame game on the Slack. I had Nicole blaming me, Sam blaming me. I had everyone on my case that Thiago did naff all. Obviously, banter. It all joking and banter. But, you know, if we all have a Brentford player and he shits the bed, then it's on me. And I got no points anywhere, really, on that Tuesday night. You know, Thiago got a 2, which was a 4 for Kansi. Dango got a 3. So I was a bit down in the dumps Tuesday night. I thought, like, shit. Like, honestly. Like, luckily, my arch nemesis, Steve, he on that night, he captained TK as well, and he got a four. He got a blank as well, so he all got a four. I was like, okay, that's all right. And I went into Wednesday, I was like, okay, well, Chelsea Villa, like, come on, boys. At least if Pedro can get one or two, you know, and that would get me basically level with him. And off Pedro goes. He scores a hat-trick. Palmer gets a goal and assist. All of a sudden, I'm buzzing. I'm now 22 points clear in our mini-league. So I'm flying high now. I'll go through last week's score in a minute. But it was a bit of a FPL, man. Like, honestly, in 1 minute you can feel like, shit, this is a shit week. I feel bad. And when you're so invested in it, it can cause depression. That's how mad this game is. Brentford caused me depression as well when they do stuff like they did the other night against West Ham. But FPL, honestly, you go from depression to then cloud nine. It's just mental. But, yeah, I was very happy with that. A shout-out, by the way, to Claire in our group. Normally, like, this whole season, it's been pretty much me and Steve, where Claire, out of nowhere, she's getting, like, 70, 80-point scores. And I think she got 70, at least 70 points in the last... I looked at it earlier. She's got at least 70 points in four of her last five game weeks. She's all of a sudden, she's right behind me. So I'm watching out for Claire now, because she's on me, and I want that top spot in the FPL Bantam Mini League. But on to next week. I'll go through last week, and then we will go. Let me just load up the app. Right, so Dubravka got a two. I can only play Dubravka because Roos is injured. So it is what it is. He got a few saves, which got him a two-pointer. I'll take it. Gabriel, as we all still have Gabriel, got a clean sheet, three bonus points, Defcon, and a clean sheet. So he got me a nice little 11-pointer, which is lovely. Virgil with a one after getting a yellow card, I think, and conceding two goals against Wolves, which is just bonkers. Like, credit to Steve, by the way, because he benched Virgil for... I can't remember who benched him for. I think he benched him for Senesi, that's it. And I was like, we had a massive conversation. I was like, mate, what are you doing? Virgil's a premium. You can't bench him. It's Wolves away. Like, they're going to get a clean sheet. And fair play to him. He was wrong. He benched Virgil. He was the worst defender in his team that he had. And, he benched him. Fair play. And he got it right. So shout out to Steve there. Got an absolute blinder there. And then I had Hill with an eight, who got bonus points and... don't think he got... no. Oh, no, he did get Defcon. So he got Defcon, the clean sheet, no bonus points. And obviously the 0-0 against Brentford, which I touched on earlier. And then my midfield, other than Dango, fucking... sorry, I know I shouldn't swear on a pod, but fucking Dango. We will talk about him in a minute, but Jesus, man. Bruno with an 8. Palmer with a 9. Semenya with a 7. Captain any one of them other than bloody Thiago, I'm laughing. Dango was 3. And then a front 3 of Captain Thiago with his 4. Haaland blanking again with his 2. And João Pedro saving my game week with a 19-pointer. With a hat-trick and an assist, I believe he got in this game. Yeah, 1 assist, 3 goals and a yellow card. But he's still got the 3 bonus, as you can imagine. Right, onto those Chelsea points, by the way. Villa are terrible. Villa are really bad at the moment. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. They are crumbling. And then onto this week. So, at the moment, we have Dubravka in goal. Which is... do you know what? I've actually been quite lucky with goalkeepers this season. I've not had the goalkeeping headache, which a lot of people have had. I think I had Verbruggen, which never really worked out for me. Then I ended up getting Donnarumma, and Donnarumma's kind of... Donnarumma was, you know, he was ticking over the points to me, and then on the wild card, I got rid of him to obviously get some more money in my midfield and my front line. And Roof weren't doing great. So my best clean sheets came from Donnarumma, but since I got Roof's Dubravka, I think I've got one clean sheet since, and then Roof's got injured. So at the moment, I'm stuck with Dubravka. Now, I've got two free transfers. I'll go through the transfers in a bit more detail, but Roof's could potentially become Raya, or back to Donnarumma even, or even Alisson. Probably not Donnarumma, because City seem to conceding a lot again. Raya's the only one. Raya or Pickford are the only two I can kind of look at and go, yeah, I back you to get me some clean sheets. So we'll see. I may just play Dubravka again and wait for next week to maybe get a better keeper for the blank. Bournemouth at home isn't... I think they will concede Burnley, because they always concede, but I don't think it's that bad of a fixture to play him. So it's whether I want to burn one of my transfers for that, or do I prepare for the storm that's coming of blank game 31, the double in 33, and the blank again in 34. I think that's right. I honestly, these double game weeks blanks. So the only one I definitely know about is blank game week 31. But I can't remember if there's a blank in 34 or double 33. I think it's double 33, blank 34. As an expert, well, not an expert, but as an FPL podcaster, I probably should know more about that. Dubravka we need to have a conversation about. I've got a back four of Gabriel, Hill, Virgil and O'Reilly. I suppose I'm hedging my bets with the whole Dubravka Hill thing. I mean, it, you know, in an ideal world, Burnley Bournemouth are 0-0, like the Brentford game was with Bournemouth. But I can't see that happening. I'm back to the keeper. I'm at the moment. I'm about 40%. I'm 40% gonna make a goalkeeper transfer. 60% not. Virgil has got Spurs. I mean, Spurs are just they're a train wreck at the moment. And I'm going off subject a little bit here. But I was watching, obviously, I watched the Atletico Madrid game. And my mum's a Spurs fan. So every time Spurs are on telly, I have to watch it. It's just, you know, it's what you have to do. But at the moment, watching Spurs is look, you got Spurs. I got my mum's, as I say, my mum's a Spurs fan. I had banter with her about it. I've got a few mates, you know, that are Spurs fans outside of the Slack as well. So, look, it's funny. Spurs have shit the bed. They're awful. Thomas Frank came in, did F all. Our old manager. So, I've had my fun and I've had my banter about it. But it's now got to a point, and obviously Sam Bonfield's a Spurs fan, and it's more for her and my mum. That it's got to a point now where I watch Spurs and I genuinely feel uncomfortable watching it. Because I know it's hurting them. And it's hurting my mum. You know, it's got to a point where my mum actually had a bit of a cry the other night about it. Because they're that bad at the moment. You just want to cry. And what's happening with that club, whether it's the players, whether it's the manager, the board, it's just a shit show. And it's actually got to a point where it's just not funny anymore. I still don't think Spurs go down. At this moment in time, I still don't think Spurs go down. If Spurs lose next week to Forest, that's when I probably say they're done. Even though there'll be seven games to go after that, and they'll probably only be about 2 points out of the drop, if they don't beat Forest, I don't see a way out of them, because the fixtures aren't that great. The only caveat they have is if Forest and Leeds shit the bed even more. I'm swearing a lot on this pod, so I do apologise, but I think the relegation race will go to the last day. So as a neutral looking at the regulation race, it will be, it's popcorn worthy. But yeah, for my, you know, for the people I care about that are Spurs fans, it's got to a point where I actually just don't find it funny anymore. I find it quite sad and uncomfortable to watch. But Virgil, Liverpool, you know, in FPL terms, when you have these bad teams that are just train wrecks, you have to target them. And that's probably the theme that people will go down this week. And then O'Reilly, I think despite the City 3-0 loss, some are saying, well, you know, City will want to come back, they'll rest the big ones. I don't think they will. I think they'll admit defeat here and just go, right, we've got more chance of going for the league now. Because there's still, Arsenal ain't home and hose. And I've had, you know, Danny, I've had a few people go, yep, title's done. I'm like, is it though? This is Arsenal we're talking about. They've been down this road before, Arsenal, where they've had point gaps and they've bottled the league for it. And I don't think it's home and dry yet. I think there's still another twist in this title race. Now that Somerville's injured, I think City will win it the weekend. I think that game against Brentford Monday night would have taken a bit out of a few of them as well. 120 minutes of football and then playing again. You know, I know they were bad last night, City, but it's still Man City. So I think he will still play Semenyo, O'Reilly, and even Haaland. I wouldn't bench any City assets this week. I'd still play them. They're bench. It is what it is. I mean, you can expect, I think we're all expecting a little bit of rotation this week, but I actually don't think City will. Maybe Haaland, maybe. But, yeah, we'll see. And then about a midfield three of Bruno, Semenyo, Palmer. Again, if Chelsea left Paris 3-2 down, I think either Palmer or Pedro would have been benched this game week. Now that it's 5-2, I don't think they'll see themselves getting three goals back at their home grounds. So I think the priority will be get Champions League football. So I think Palmer and Pedro will start. Where Newcastle, really in the league, they got nothing to play for now. It's very unlikely they'll get Europe unless they go on a massive 9-game winning run. And they're not going to go down because they're not that bad. So I think we're going 1-1 to the new camp. Eddie Howe will rest a couple. So I think this is a good opportunity. If you have double Chelsea, great. I think this is a great opportunity. And if you don't have João Pedro yet, I think despite how bad Spurs are, I think João Pedro is more of a priority than Ekitike. If you only got one transfer or you want to leave your transfers for the storm that's coming with all the blanks and doubles, I think you get Pedro this week if you don't have him, and then you get Ekitike for the blank. As bad as Spurs are, I think Pedro will hurt more than Ekitike will currently. And then I have a front three of Thiago, João Pedro and Haaland. Captaincy is currently on Bruno. I'll talk more about the captaincy in a minute. I have two free transfers. Now, there is a part of me that just says, do you know what, George? There's a lot of rotation coming. There's a bit of uncertainty about what's this, like, what's happening, who's going to go through the Champions League, which may cause more blanks and doubles. Or do I just... Here's the thing, I can't ignore, as much as I've just said about how Spurs and how I feel uncomfortable watching them at the moment and all that, you can't ignore the train wreck. And even though Liverpool aren't great, they're not firing at all cylinders, they just lost a game against Wolves. However, they were better in the FA Cup, and going to Galatasaray away was always going to be, it's a hard place to go. You at Anfield, our slot seems to take that, I'm taking a quote from Lee here, but the handbrake comes off when they play at home. And I just think if a handbrake off Liverpool are going against a mentally and physically destroyed Spurs side, you've got to have more than Virgil. You just got to. I ain't selling Thiago to get Ekitike because Thiago has Wolves. And, you know, other than Haaland, Thiago is the only other player to get 20 or more goals in all competitions this season in the Premier League. And even though he's been a troll, and rightly so, he should have done better against Bournemouth, he should have done better against Burnley, more than just a one goal. It's Wolves at home. I know they've been a lot better at home, a lot better in general, Wolves, but yeah, I can't sell Thiago going into this Wolves game. I think after 31, there might be an argument to sell Thiago, but the narrative of that I have is, if we're going to go for Europe, if Brentford are going to go, right, we are going to challenge for one of these European spots with 9 games to go, Thiago has to be front and centre of it. That's why I'm not sending for at least another 2 weeks yet. So, I mean, it is Haaland that's going to go. Now, Haaland's going to go for a few reasons. Why? One, well, before this morning, I was very 50-50 on what I was going to do. After listening to a couple of pods this morning, more importantly, the Ohana, and just hearing, I've watched a few YouTube videos as well, but I think now's the time to sell him. I think he's not scoring. His goals have gone dry. He's now seems to be more of an assister for Semenyo and Marmoush than he is getting the goals for himself. And I just, with the blank coming up, one's got to go for me. And it's either got to be Haaland, Semenyo, O'Reilly or Gabriel. And for me, the least impressive at the moment in the Premier League is Haaland. And as I said, with the train wreck that Spurs is at the moment, I can't just go in with just one Liverpool. I just can't do it. I don't think it's a good idea. Because lately, Spurs have been conceding, you know, 2-3 goals in the space of 10 to 15 minutes. If Liverpool get a period like that, could be game over. I'm not even against the idea, by the way, of selling Haaland and potentially Palmer to get Ekitike and Salah and really attack it. The other option as well is Raya. A Haaland to Ekitike, I'm 85% sure I'm doing it. Obviously, I'm going to wait for pressers, because that's what good FPL managers should do. You wait for the pressers, you wait for all the games to finish this midweek, and then we'll go from there. You don't do early transfer to João Pedro, Steve. Yeah, I'll wait for the pressers, wait and see. Haaland to XTK would definitely happen. Now, it's whether the other option is that I'll leave it. I'll leave Dubravka. I'll leave my midfield free. Won't do anything else. The other option is I can sell Dango, because Dango's on my bench at the moment. And after his little failed Paneka in a bloody penalty shootout to get us into the quarterfinals and probably a good route to Wembley, he's now dropped to my bench. And honestly, I was at the game Monday, right? When I saw that Paneka, honest to God, when the game was over, it wasn't even Paneka, he just chipped it to him. I was slowly walking to Stratford train station, because it takes 45 minutes to somehow to get out of West Ham Stadium onto Stratford Underground. I almost rage-sold him for Szoboszlai or Wirtz. That is still an option. Wirtz or Szoboszlai this game week for Dango could still happen. I consider Palmer to Salah. I don't think I'm going to do it. But again, Spurs are that bad. I don't want to keep saying it, because again, I feel bad for Spurs fans that are listening. Mentally, Spurs are just done. That this is a game where Liverpool really hurt them. And more importantly, Salah could hurt them. Other than Romero, and Romero's got a concussion, by the way, so there's no guarantee he's actually back. A Spurs side with literally no first-team defence, other than Spence, I think he's fit now. Salah could have a field day. If we see the old Salah, he could have an absolute stormer. So that's potentially in my mind as well. I'm probably more inclined to do Ekitike and Raya in. At the moment, it's definitely Ekitike. And if Ekitike's in, I will probably captain him. If I don't, then Bruno's my captain. There's also an argument for Thiago to be the captain. Not so much because of his form, more because that's the last game of the game week, and it's quite nice to have a captain that's last, basically. That idea would probably not happen as long as I get Ekitike. But yeah, so at the moment, Ekitike in, probably my captain if I do get him in. And then it's just whether I play defensive, leave it, and I'll have two free transfers for game week 31, or do I go all out and I attack Spurs, I attack with Raya, hoping for a double Arsenal clean sheet from Gabriel and Raya, or do I go for the Salah attack and attack Spurs at all fronts, or do I just get XTK and play a bit of a chess game with 31 and 32. Obviously, as I said, we got a game week 30 now and then game week 31 next week. And then there's basically a 19-day break, I think, because of the FA Cup round, and then also because of the World Cup playoffs. I think there's a little break for the internationals as well. But yeah, so odds are Haaland to Ekitike is 85% happening. Whether I get someone else in, I'm still not sure on yet. And then when I do that, it probably will be Ekitike captain as well. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoy the pod. And green arrows.